All right, everybody, welcome to the call. Ron LeGrand here. Going to get you prepared for next week. Again, if you're on this call and you're coming to Seattle next week, this is the right place. If you're not coming to Seattle next week, this is the wrong place, on the wrong call. I got a few things that I'd like to cover with you to get you prepared to make sure that you get the biggest bang for the buck and hopefully leave with some deals that will produce you several thousands of dollars worth of revenue, as we do at every single event. And let me get through my punch list, and then we're going to get on to how to make sure that you are coming prepared to put you in a good position to do that. Lynette Wolf, are you on the phone?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hey. How are you doing?
We're here.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
All right. This is Brian and Lynette Wolf. You'll meet them in Seattle. They're going to be working with you very closely the entire time that we're there. And, in fact, the entire first day, they're going to be out there calling your leads for you, trying to negotiate deals right on the telephone. And that will go up into the second day as well. And then we will discuss those deals on the first night, or actually throughout the event. And then Brian and Lynette will also be conducting live calls to sellers on night one.
Live.
It is going to be so exciting. We are just so ecstatic.
All right. Well, Brian and Lynette, why should we care what you have to say?
Well, because, okay, we are the Wolf couple. We're here in Arizona, and just a little background on us. We actually have bought and sold over $95 million worth of real estate transactions, and we have an office here in Arizona, and we average 6 deals a month. And we are the king and queen of automation. And let me tell you, when we met you, Ron, it was about 12 years ago. Oh, my goodness. You changed our life forever.
That's right. Well, we started off as realtors. We thought we knew what we were doing with real estate. I also worked in mortgages, actually managed a mortgage office. And Lynette was a super successful realtor and new home sales agent. And so we thought we knew our way around real estate. And I'll tell you, though, when I knew something was missing, and we looked at a lot of people, and then when we saw Ron, we said, wow, this is what we've been looking for. The way these deals are structured, you can make so much more. And I always thought I was kind of a smart guy, but Ron really showed me a lot and taught me so much. And the great thing about it is it's real stuff that really applies. I mean, all the stuff you learn, you actually go out there and start doing deals with. So that's what really changed in our life. And right. Thank you, Ron.
Ron, we love you. I mean, I just can't imagine where we would be right now today if we had not met you 12 years ago.
Well, send money.
Okay.
All right, listen, guys.
Buy you dinner at the event.
Okay, fair enough. All right, you guys, Brian and Lynette are going to be a big part of this event for you. And I got to tell you that we don't do these events ever without creating deals that you can take home and literally turn into cash. We're even going to set the appointments for you to go back home and get a contract. And then, of course, we're going to work on make sure you have a contract that is suitable, that works before you even leave the building on those ones that we orally negotiate for you. So what you're going to learn here and what you're going to see happen right in front of your face, you won't get anywhere else. And the couple you just heard from do it every single day out of Arizona. How many deals a month do you say you do?
We're doing 6 deals a month. We're averaging 6 deals a month. And we do everything from owner financing, free and clear, take over the debt, lease purchase. We do the whole gamut. We are transaction engineers just like you taught us, Ron.
Okay. So what you're going to hear from them is how they actually do this business. You're going to hear how I do my business. You'll see some deals from me, deals from them. You'll see how they automate the business, how I automate the business. And then, of course, our friend Jay Connor will be there as well. And actually, Jay will be taking one of the buses out while I take the other one. And Jay's another guy who has netted over $1 million a year for the last 5 years running in a town of 40,000 people in North Carolina, and all on autopilot with very little of his effort, 10 hours per month or so dedicated to his real estate business. So you're going to have three totally different businesses in three different locations, but the basics you're going to see are all the same, but you also see some differences in the way we run our operations. Me personally, I have one personal assistant, and she has one assistant, and that is our entire real estate business. And I, too, with that minimal crew, doing somewhere between 4 to 8 deals per month in my city here in Jacksonville, Florida. Plus, I work with high-end partners all over the country on up into the multi-million dollar deals. You will probably see a few examples of those as well. So let me first get you prepared. If you are on the call right now and you don't know what hotel we're in, let me just give it to you real quick. But I, if you don't know what hotel we're in and you're registered for this event, it means you're not getting communications from us. And if that's the case, you might want to call us immediately and find out, let's get fixed what's broke. We're going to be in Bellevue, Washington, at the Sheraton Bellevue Hotel. And that is right beside a Red Lion. I don't really care which one you stay in, but the event will be at the Sheraton. They are within walking distance of each other. And the phone number for the Sheraton is 425-455-3330. 425-455-3330. And the room rate that we are quoted is $189 a night. I don't know. Maybe Red Line is cheaper. I don't know. But honestly, it really doesn't matter. I really want you there where the action is. I don't want you ever that far away. And gosh, even if you live in the Seattle area, if it takes you 45 minutes or more to get to work or get to where we're at, our work, then you might want to consider actually staying at the hotel and giving us 4 days of your life, giving us your full attention, give us your focus, and I promise you it'll change what you do from that day forward. Guest, if you have a guest registered and for some reason that guest cannot make it, please call us and let us know. Our number here is 904-262-0491, 262-0491. If you want to bring a guest and you have not registered, also, you may do that. You have one guest for free as long as it's a parent, child, significant other, or someone in your business. You may add a guest. Just call us and let us know. There's no charge. If you want to add a second guest, then it's $500 per guest as long as they are in that group, parent, child, spouse, significant other, or someone in your business. If for some reason you can't make it, please let us know. We are preparing for you. We're reserving you a seat. We're bringing you a big old 325-page manual. And we'd like, to, as close as we can, like to know exactly how many people are going to have there. We will have two buses going out on Friday morning into the field. I am working with a local realtor there to turn up some good prospects for us. And by the time you guys get there and get on that bus, we will have selected at least five or six good prospects for us to go see on Friday morning, at which time we will literally make offers on them, submit them to the realtors. You'll see how we pulled them out. How I selected the realtor, how I gave the realtor instructions to do what I told him to do, and then why I picked these prospects out of the bunch that are available there, and why our chances of success are better than most because we know what pond to fish in. We're not just throwing spaghetti against the wall. When you get on the bus, you're going to go out. We're going to do some repair estimates. You'll see what we'd repair, how much it cost, and so forth, so you can get a general idea how to quickly estimate repair costs on a house without even using a calculator, for that matter. A large part of this event is going to be spent on the pretty house side of the business. You're going to see where the fastest, easiest money is made in real estate today without doing the rehabs or the wholesaling or dealing with banks at all, and most certainly without raising any capital or using your credit. And by the time you get out of this event, you're going to see how really simple it is to take these property information sheets that are going to be generated by others and turn them into money, because we're going to do it right before your eyes, aren't we, Lynette?
Oh, my goodness. We're just so excited. This is phenomenal. The more leads you bring in, the more pre-negotiated, the more deals we can get for you. And the awesome thing is that we're going to help you close these deals, come to a meeting of the minds with the seller, help you with the paperwork, get it under contract, and we don't even take a cut. I mean, this is just amazing.
Yes. And, Ron, you're talking about the pretty house business. That's the side of it that really opened my eyes, that you illuminated for us. And the ease of making money in that side of the business, people don't even understand. But it's all in the financing, like you talk about, it's terms. And if you can just explain it to the seller and the buyer, you can make a lot of money just leveraging your brain.
Today, you don't even have to explain it. You just got to read scripts that I'm laying out for you right in the manual.
Yes, if you know how to read.
Yeah. And if you don't, we'll get somebody else to do it for you.
That's right.
All right, guys, these things are going to start at 8 a.m. We start Wednesday morning, and it's going to be 8 a.m. all 4 days. which is another reason why I would prefer you staying in the hotel. The first night, we're going to go to 7:30. The second night, we're also going to go to about 7 to 7:30. And then the third night, we'll be through about 5:30 is what I've got planned. And then on the last day, we'll be out of there by 4 or 4:30, probably closer to 4. So you can make plans accordingly. That means you probably do not want to make evening plans in any one of those days while you're at the event. Now, you should also know that on Thursday night, we are all going over to the local RIA meeting in Seattle run by Catherine Swanberg, the REAPS group, and attend their meeting. And you may want to plan on doing that as well. We're going to go right from the room and probably hopefully make time to get a little dinner on the way and then go over and attend their RIA meeting. I'm having a mastermind meeting on the weekend out there with my RIA club leaders from around the country, and you will actually be in the room with a lot of your group leaders, including Catherine from REAPS there, and they're hanging around after the boot camp's over to do our mastermind meeting. We do 3 times per year, so we got several things going on out there at once. And even though you can't participate in this, we're going to have a salmon cook-off at Catherine's house on Friday night, so you're most certainly going to hear about that on Saturday, because I fully intend to win that cook-off.
And, you're fond of the recipe, huh, Ron?
Did Beverly help you out with that?
Yeah. I got the recipe. Don't worry.
So all right.
If I win that, it'll be all over the Internet. If I lose it, you'll never hear anything about it. That's all I'm going to say about it. Okay. All right, so let's talk about his property information sheets so that you can come prepared. You should have gotten them with an email to get on this call and prior. They're in your Control Without Ownership course, and they're on the Gold Club site if you happen to be a Gold Club member. And if you aren't, incidentally, you might want to go to ronsgoldclub.com and get signed up now. It's only $59 a month, and there's little chance you're not going to want to do that by the time you get out of this event, because that's where all of our forms and agreements are. That's the site where we deliver all the ongoing training. There must be 200 different videos on that site for training on just about any subject that you can think of, in addition to a whole lot of other benefits that I'm not going to get into right now. But go to ronsgoldclub.com and become a member. I'll go through that site and show you how to use it when I get out there. But these property information sheets can also be had on that site if you are a member or become a member under resources. You'll pull that down, and it's one of the things, many things that you can print out. In addition to that, you can go to ronlegrand.com/FSBO, F-S-B-O, and also get them if you don't currently have them. So assuming you have them in your possession right now and they are in front of you, let's go ahead and take a look at that sheet and make sure we are clear on how that thing is to be completed for us to help you turn those things into deals. And by the way, when I'm through here in a few minutes, I will be opening it up for questions, so you might want to make note if you have some. I'm going to open it up, and it's going to be a little noisy, but we'll try to get through it and knock out your questions right now so you don't have to go back and forth with the audience. Look at the sheet, and you will see some stars on it. Lynette, you guys want to tell them what the pertinent information is we must have on that sheet?
Yes. So the pertinent information that we need to have on the sheet is obviously anything with a star on it. So you see that the star says asking price, okay? So we need to know the asking price. We need to know the comps. Now, the comps, you can go, I'm going to give you a couple different websites that you can go to get the comparable sales in the neighborhood. You can go to Zillow.com, and you can go to ePraisal.com. It's EPPRAISAL.com, ePraisal.com. And so that's where you can get that. Now, of course, the most important information with the star is the mortgage information, okay? So you see the star there? We have to get the mortgage information.
That's vital for pretty house deals, especially. If we don't have that information, we don't know if we have a deal. So try your best to get that. Your comps, remember, that's something you provide. Don't ask the seller for those, but you're asking them what their asking price is and what they think the house is worth.
Well, in addition to that, guys, you don't even need to bother with finding comps if you don't get the right answers out of the seller.
That's right.
What you're getting to. If the seller is not interested in taking any kind of terms, we don't need the comps. It's a dead deal. In fact, don't even bring it to us.
That's right. That's right. I did want to get to the first box, Ron. It says, if the asking price and loan balance are between $35,000, will you sell us a house for what you owe on it? We cannot tell you how many times we get a yes on that, as I'm sure you do. As a matter of fact, I wanted to share, remember we were talking about bringing in as many lead sheets as possible to this Quick Start Real Estate School. We actually had a student, Trey. Remember Trey? He's the ugly house guy. When he first met you, Ron, at the Quick Start, all he had done was ugly houses, rehabs, ugly houses, that's it. And then what happened was we actually called one of his lead sheets. We took over the debt for $134,000, okay? And that was zero money down. We took over the debt for $134,000. The payment on the house was 980 PITI, principal, interest, property taxes, and insurance. And get this, Ron, within seven days after the class, he sold the house to a lease purchase buyer for $148,000. He got a non-refundable deposit, a check right away, $4,400, and $1,195 per month. So because he brought that lead sheet in to the Quick Start Real Estate School, he made $14,000 total profit, over $100 a month positive cash flow. Do you think that Trey was happy he brought this lead sheet in?
Yeah, I think he was. Heck, he made more money than the training cost him, and that's just on the first deal. And I might point out that was just last month we did that event. Of course,
yes.
We have these at every single event. We have them. I mean, literally, you cannot bring us leads without us turning up deals for you. So we're having this call, folks, just to make sure that you give it your absolute best effort, because you're not going to like yourself if you come to class and we're working everybody else's leads and you're sitting there with none.
You are going to regret it. The more leads you bring, the better. And you are going to regret if you don't bring in leads and you see all the people around you making money.
All right. Well, remember, though, don't ask them that question unless the loan amount and the asking price have a small gap in them. Be careful now. You don't call somebody with a free and clear house and ask them if they'll sell for what they owe. That's a pretty good way to get alienated real fast. So it's only if there's a small gap between what they owe and what they're asking do you ask that question. All right. And then the middle one, Lynette?
Yes. So if we can agree on a price and we accept all responsibilities for future repairs and maintenance, would you consider a lease purchase? Okay. Now, when you get a yes on that, we are very excited. We do those deals all day long, and we love it. Now, if they say no, then you can go on right to the next box, right where it says, so you're saying if you don't get full price and all cash, you won't sell.
And if we get a no on that, then don't even bring it to class. It's a suspect, not a prospect. But remember, that block only applies if they have a mortgage. You do not go there if it's free and clear.
Absolutely. And then, of course, our favorite box is we love free and clears. We love doing free and clears all day long. There's so many incredible, great ways to buy houses with owner finance and terms. So the free and clear, the third box over, it says if the house is free and clear, there's no mortgage. If yes, will you consider taking monthly payments for your equity? We love this one.
Well, the script will be in your manual to carry on if they say yes. So if they say yes in this case, tell them I'll be back to you in a couple of days when I can track down my partner, and you'll be called by my partner in a couple of days. Lynette will be, and Brian will be calling all day, Wednesday, right?
All day Wednesday, yep.
So
yep.
You might want to be telling them that they'll be called back on Wednesday when their partner gets back in town, and they will be, okay? So make a note of that right now.
You can even say your partner, Brian and Lynette, will be calling.
You just set it up and let them do their magic. So if you get a yes that they would consider monthly payments, then you've got a good prospect. And now I'll hand you the scripts in class that will literally tell you exactly what to say next to determine how good a prospect and what kind of terms they're looking for. You'll quickly see that we don't make the sellers the offers. They make us the offers. We just ask them the questions to get that out of them. And the scripts are going to do it all for you. So that's a very important block. About a third of them are going to be free and clear. And so if you get a yes on one of those blocks, and again, you don't ask all three, you only ask the one as applicable. So let's go back over that again. If it's got a mortgage and a small gap, you move over to the left and ask if they'll sell for what they owe, yes or no. If it is a no, then you should move to the middle block and ask the lease option question. If you start with the lease option question in the middle because they have a lot of equity, or if it's overfinanced, make yourself a note. The middle block applies if it's owner-financed or if there's a lot of equity in it, which means there's a big gap between the mortgage and the asking price. If you get a yes there, bring it to class. If you get a yes on the free and clear question, bring it to class. Again, we really only want yeses because it's going to be all the wolves can do to track down all the yeses and get them on the telephone and to do the negotiating for you. All right? Go ahead from there. What else do we need, Lynette?
Okay. So then, obviously, we need to know, does the house need repairs? Okay. That is a very important start. Does the house need repairs, yes or no? And is the house listed? Okay. That's another very important start. Is the house listed? And then, of course, we always want to know bedrooms and bathrooms and square foot. So definitely don't bring it in without these stars filled out. We need to have the information so that we can ascertain whether we're going to make the phone calls. Obviously, we're going to call the yeses first. If we get time, we'll try to get to some no's. But you know what, Ron? I don't know if we're going to have time. At the last Quick Start Real Estate School, we had so many yeses. And so that's only if we get a little bit of time. But I can't tell you how many times we've actually had a no turn into a yes. And that's why we venture into that arena as well. So we definitely want you to bring in as many lead sheets as possible filled out. The reason that we need to know bedrooms, bathrooms, repair, is it vacant, is the house listed, because that way we can take this lead sheet and turn it into, a meeting of the minds and get it under contract. We call it paperwork. And move you forward on getting those shut-up checks. So
don't forget the vacant or occupied down at the bottom, too, guys. That's a very important spot. It's way down the bottom of your sheet. Please make sure to tell us, because if it's vacant, you got a much more motivated seller than if they're living in it. All right? And as far as repairs goes, we just need to know, does it need a little, does it need a lot, does it need any? You're going to be surprised. Most of the calls you make on these nice houses don't need any. They need no repairs. And very rarely will you find a payment that is behind. But if you go back up to the payment block up there, we do need to know if the payment is PITI and if it's current. So your question would be, I assume your payments are current. It's kind of important you ask that way because you don't want to lead people to believe that you think their payments are in arrears or that you're thinking they're desperate or that you're trying to take advantage of it.
Yes, yes. I assume your payments are current. That is a very good point.
Okay, and if they're not, then we need to know about how far they are behind. Occasionally, we'll get one that are behind, but most of them will be current. All right, now let's talk about where they need to go to find these people to call, Lynette.
Yes, so we want you to go. Obviously, Craigslist is a huge source. Now, if you type in for sale by owner in your area, you are going to have so many places where you can find for sale by owners. Obviously, Craigslist and Zillow is two of the huge places where we get our for sale by owners. But if you just type in your area, just Google search for sale by owner, you are going to see just a couple dozen websites come up. But our favorites, of course, are always Craigslist and Zillow.
So you want to at least just make
it a point that you get on the phone and at least get on the phone and call and get a couple of FSBO lead sheets filled out and bring them into class or you will not be happy, like Ron said.
All right. All right. I think that's all you need to know on that, and I'm going to open up for questions in a minute. But, guys, don't forget, we start at 8 o'clock now, not 8:05. I'm kind of a stickler for starting on time. And that first day is a critical day for this event. It just lays the stage for the entire Pretty House business. And the last day is where we teach you how to sell these things on autopilot with almost no cost to sell them, and why that selling them is going to be your easiest job, because you're offering terms, therefore you're offering them to 80% of the people out there looking for homes that cannot qualify for a loan. Our whole business is create terms going in so that we can offer terms going out, and that sets us aside from any realtor or builder or retailer or rehabber trying to find those cash buyers. It's a beautiful world out there, and you're going to see just how much money is sitting right around you. And Seattle's a great area, too.
Oh, however, my goodness. Is it, as a matter of fact, we're going to have a couple superstars coming into that event, Ron.
Good. You will see, however, that most of the people in the room aren't even probably from Seattle, if tradition holds true. They're from all over the country. All right. Well, Ned, I'm going to open this up for questions, unless I missed something. Did I?
Nope. I think that's it. You encapsulated it really well. We are just last thing. We're super, super excited. Please bring lots, lots, and lots of lead sheets in. This is going to be a phenomenal, life-changing event, and that much more life-changing when you bring in those lead sheets.
Well, the key is everybody's a little bit nervous to call the first time, guys. If you have not called these FSBOs, just take the first little baby step. Just go on your computer. Just Google, you know, your city, like Lynette said, and houses for sale. Look at a phone number and just dial it in. What do you have to lose? Hey, what do you have to win? Maybe a $20,000, $30,000 deal or more.
Oh, and by the way, I forgot to mention that you could be riding around looking for sale by owner signs in front of houses. It's actually the best sourced, top quality lead around the country. Might want to be cruising good neighborhoods, and we want beautiful homes and beautiful neighborhoods. Stay out of the low-income areas for the pretty house business, but look for those FSBO signs, because you're going to be doing it from now on. Just take a picture with your camera of the sign with the house in it, go home, call, fill out the sheet, and bring it to class. Now, I'm going to have VA service available to you at the class, so from that point on, you can get VAs to do all this front-end work for you, virtual assistants. But I really want you to do it, to be honest with you. I want you to see what they go through. I want you to see how many times they have to call them to get on the telephone. So you'll appreciate those VAs when you do get them. But from then on, they're going to do all that front-end work for you, alleviating you from the responsibility to get it done, from the time-consuming part of it, and from talking to people that you don't really necessarily need to talk to. So the VAs will be doing that for you after the class, but you do as many of these as you can before the class, and you cannot bring too many. And, you know, I'm going to retract what I said earlier. Go ahead and bring the no's along with the yeses.
All right.
If we get time, we'll work on the no's, because about one-third of those no's will become yeses. All right, here we go. We're going to open it up.
Okay. The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
Okay, guys, I'll take some questions now. If you could keep the noise down in the background, we would appreciate it.
I have a question about the books, the Pretty House book and the Control
yes.
book. I received something in the mail that said that those two are going extinct or whatever, and that there's updates. So is there going to be like an appendum?
I'm taping a new terms course this weekend, but it's not ready yet, so you don't worry about it right now. Honestly, you're going to get all you need in the manual I'm bringing to the boot camp anyway.
So okay.
You don't even need to worry about listening to CDs for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I had a young lady right behind you. Question?
You mentioned that you're doing some changes to your ACTS process. Are there new, and that you're developing a new agreement versus assigning the agreement to the buyer?
No, there's not a new agreement. It's just a new process, which I'm going to cover with you.
Is that training, is that online yet, or is that what you're taping this weekend?
I'll be taping that this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
The new terms course, yes.
Great, okay.
I have a question. Regarding the contract, the purchase and sale and the lease options and all that, you did say in your lectures here that they can be state-specific, and when I did go to one of the REITs meetings up here in North Seattle, they said that there needs to be some additional wording in there. Are we going to have those updated contracts?
No, you're not going to have Seattle contracts from me. You're going to take all of my contracts and take them as you use them. I mean, there's only three contracts you're ever going to use to buy and sell, so you only got to take them and get your attorney to look at them once. And that's why you're part of REAPS. If you want a local contract, you can get that from one of the investors that's using Easy Adapt, but frankly, you'll see very little difference no matter where you go in my contracts. Your attorney's going to want to add something for sure. They generally do, and well, sometimes they actually don't, but that's a one-time thing.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
And we're going to use our contracts to follow up on your deals, and we're not going to do anything that's going to get you in trouble. In Washington, you guys do have a foreclosure thing up there. You cannot solicit people that are in foreclosure or about to be, but we're not doing that anyway.
Right.
All right. Next question.
I was actually wondering what's the schedule for Friday and Saturday, because I have a conflict in some schedules, and I need to get that resolved.
Friday's the day we get on the bus, man. We're actually going to be leaving the building at 8 o'clock in the morning and going out into the field, and we'll be through about 5:30 that night.
What about Saturday?
Saturday we'll be through about 4.
Yeah, but what is the agenda for Saturday?
That's all days on selling houses.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions?
Lynette had a question. She mentioned either Zillow or another website. What was that other website?
E-Praisal. Not E-Appraisal now. E-Praisal. E-P-P-R-A-I-S-A-L. And I tell you, I like Trulia. T-R-U-L-I-A.
Yeah, I like Trulia as well.
All free.
So that was
appraisal. That's appraisal without the A.
Okay, right.
Which, frankly, I think is a dumb name. They should have left the A in it. It's too much explaining. All right.
So how many people are you expecting, Ron, and how big is the room?
We're going to have two bus loads. We're probably going to have, if I were to guess right now, probably 65 people would be my best guess.
Okay, thanks.
And it'll
bigger
be,
than
we'll,
the dinner last time you were here.
It bigger than what?
Than the dinner you were at last
Gosh,
time
I
here.
I hope.
Yeah.
We will be classroom style. You will have tables.
Great, thank you.
All right. Anybody else?
Linda,
Ron,
questions, Linda?
Ron, I have
yes.
a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
Do we need to bring like a lunch or a dinner?
No.
Or anything like that?
No. We you don't need to bring a lunch. Everybody's going to go to lunch. There's plenty of food around, and dinner. You're adjourned for dinner. Yeah, you're not going to eat dinner until after 7:30 on Monday and Tuesday nights.
No, Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Wednesday and Thursday nights.
I know.
And plus,
okay.
By the way, that brings up the fact that we do a really cool lunch on the first day where we go through a lot of the keys for you to get launched quickly.
The Wolves tell you how they run their business during lunch. All right, any
cool.
other questions?
Cool.
Yes.
Do I need to find an attorney to be ready to close? So if I bring a bunch of information sheets,
mm-hmm.
and then you guys set up a meeting for me to go and sit down, sign a contract, it seems like it might be advisable to get an attorney this week so that I have one ready so that
no.
I'm closing deals. Or
no, you don't need an attorney until after you get your contract accepted. And honestly, are you from Seattle?
No.
Where are you from?
I'm from Eastern Washington.
Okay. Well, you'll have to find an attorney, a real estate attorney, but there's no rush on that. You can do that after you have something to discuss with them, and you really don't until after you get a contract signed.
Good to know. Okay.
It's okay. You don't have a problem taking my contracts out and getting them signed in Seattle. I can tell you that right now, or in Washington. But your attorney's going to want to add some stuff and probably add some disclosures and disclaimers and so forth. But you can always get those signed after the fact if he thinks it's really that important.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
It's a lot easier to get an attorney, too, if you have a deal.
Yeah. Something really to discuss.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? All right.
You're going to go over both the pretty house and the ugly house?
I am, indeed.
In this boot camp. Okay, so I'm thinking Thursday is going to be the start of the ugly house?
Thursday afternoon. I will go through the Ugly House business and tell you exactly what I do every week and how I buy three or four bank-owned properties every month sitting on my butt looking at my iPad.
All right, I want to do that.
Now you can do the same thing. Which one, the butt part or the iPad part?
I like both.
Okay. You like butts and iPads.
You'll also see what my ex is trying to do.
Buzz my ass in my seat. I love it.
All right. Good enough. All right,
can
guys.
Can you just recap what all we have to have ready when we get there?
You won't need anything. You won't need to bring anything. I'm going to furnish you a manual. Well, I'll take that back. You need to bring property information sheets. Not a requirement, but it certainly is in your benefit. But that's all. You know what? I'm going to take that back, too. You might want to bring a light jacket in case you get cold easy. Because I'm going to tell you right now that I'd rather have it cooled in there than hot.
Hmm.
So it wouldn't hurt.
Plus something to write on.
And well, write on you got, write with, of course. Bring something to write with. And,
yeah.
You might, and of course, I know you're going to bring your cell phone. So if I put anything up you want to take pictures of, you're free to do it. That's all you need.
Awesome.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. Well, then I'm going to turn you guys loose, and you can go back and finish up your lunch. And I'll see you bright and early at prior to 8 a.m. on Wednesday morning, and we're going to have a great 4 days together. Bring leads.
Bring leads.
Yes.
This is going to be a fantastic, spectacular event. Brian and I will be down there at 7 a.m. during registration, or I will be. To collect your lead sheets.
Yeah, life-changing event. It was for us when we first saw Ron, and it can be for you. You just go there and bring the right attitude.
All right. Well, Brian Lynette, thank you for tuning in. Thank all of you for tuning in. Go generate some leads. I'll see you soon in Seattle.
Can't wait to see you guys.
Bye.
Bye.